In this bulletin, celebrations in London for the Queen's Platinum Jubilee. Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia now occupies 20% of Ukraine's territory, and the North Queensland Cowboys thrash the Gold Coast Titans. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Tens of thousands of people have taken to the streets of London to celebrate Queen Elizabeth's Platinum Jubilee. Crowds lined the mall as the Tripping the Colour got underway to mark her record-breaking 70 years on the British throne. The Queen appeared on the balcony of Buckingham Palace during a military parade. Senior members of the royal family, including Prince Charles and William and Kate, arrived on horseback or in open carriages to huge cheers. Carly Martin is a London resident who turned out to celebrate the occasion.
We basically come to make memories. It's only going to happen once. You're never ever going to see this again in your lifetime, at least not in mine, maybe not even in my daughter's. Why not? It's on my doorstep. It'd be stupid not to come and appreciate the Queen. 70 years, it's all I've ever known.
And Buckingham Palace has released a statement saying the Queen will not attend a Jubilee service at St Paul's Cathedral after experiencing some discomfort while watching the parade. Meantime, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has paid tribute to Queen Elizabeth. He says his own birth was somewhat potentially delayed because on the way to the hospital, his mother insisted on seeing the tribute to the Queen during her second visit to Australia back in 1967. Mr. Albanese lit a beacon in her honour at Regatta Point in the nation's capital.
Australians hold Queen Elizabeth in respect and affection, even as a bond between our nations is no longer what it was at the dawn of her reign. No longer parent and young upstart, we stand as equals. More importantly, we stand as friends. The Queen has been a good friend to Australia. In joyous moments like this one and through our darkest days of trouble and trial.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia now occupies nearly 20% of Ukraine's territory. Mr. Zelensky says Ukraine needs to defend itself against almost the entire Russian army. He says Kyiv is grateful for the military aid it's recently received, but added that weapons supplies should be stepped up even further.
As of now, nearly 20% of our territory is under the control of occupiers, almost 125,000 square kilometres. It is more than the territory of Benelux countries altogether. Nearly 300,000 square kilometres are polluted with mines, unexploded ordnance. Nearly 12 million Ukrainians became internally displaced people, including more than 5 million, mainly women and children, who went abroad.
Police in the United States say a gunman who killed four people at a medical office in Oklahoma had gone there to kill his back surgeon, who he blamed for his post-operative pain. The suspect killed Dr. Preston Phillips and three others at the medical center in Tulsa before taking his own life. Police Chief Wendell Franklin says the gunman repeatedly called the clinic in the days after the surgery, complaining of back pain.
We have also found a letter on the suspect, which made it clear that he came in with the intent to kill Dr. Phillips and anyone who got in his way. He blamed Dr. Phillips for the ongoing pain following the surgery.
Yemen's warring parties have struck an 11th-hour agreement to extend a UN-brokered truce by 2 months. It comes as the country grapples with soaring living costs and widespread poverty and hunger. Fighting broke out in the country in 2014 when Iran-backed Houthi rebels took over the capital, Sana'a. A Saudi-led coalition entered the war in early 2015 to try to restore the government to power. Under the extended ceasefire agreement, fuel ships will be allowed into Houthi-held ports and some commercial flights will continue. In the NRL, the North Queensland Cowboys have thrashed the Gold Coast Titans 32-6. Speaking after the match, Titans player AJ Brimson told the Nine Network it was quite an embarrassing performance.
We get into ourselves into good positions and then we just let it slip away. Our message at halftime was just, if we can play the way we started, but that's the same story every week at the moment, so yeah, just frustrating.
I'm Greg Diet, and that's the latest SBS News.